This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. Thomas Farnsworth, 57, gets a strange voicemail from neighbor Sherry's son, Roger Schweda. Schweda says he can't go inside their home anymore because he killed his mother. Well, Farnsworth calls 911 for a welfare check on neighbor Sherry, age 70, and walks over to her home to get the exact address. Roger Schweda happens to arrive home while Thomas Farnsworth is still outside, and Schweda shoots him dead with the 911 operator still on the phone. When cops arrive, they find Sherry Schweda brutally murdered in her bedroom.
Nancy, cops track Roger Schweda down using license plate reader technology. Schweda's spotted driving north towards Canada. The 40-year-old flees from a traffic stop, leading a short police chase before surrendering. Police have not revealed Sherry Schweda's cause of death, only describing the manner of her homicide as gruesome.
Roger Schweda, 40, booked. Two counts, open murder and gun charges. A Colorado cop catches a man in the act trying to break into an empty home. The suspect takes off on a scooter. The female officer struggles to keep up on foot as she chases him through the neighborhood. Then she spots a child's bike lying in a yard and hops on. She gains on the suspect. Backup arrives and blocks the path. He's quickly collared on felony theft. And the lady cop gets a ride to drop off her borrowed bike and return to her own car. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A man is facing multiple charges after a violent knife attack at Manhattan's Grand Central subway station Tuesday night. Police say the incident happened around 10:15 p.m., leaving a 42-year-old man with a wrist injury and a 26-year-old woman with a neck wound. Both victims are in stable condition at Bellevue Hospital. The suspect, now charged with assault, menacing, reckless endangerment, and weapons possession, allegedly attacked the woman as she exited a number 4 train yelling, quote, "What's your problem?" before punching her to the ground and slashing her throat with a small knife. This attack comes as New York grapples with rising subway violence. Just days earlier, a man appeared in Brooklyn criminal court on charges of murdering a woman by setting her on fire aboard a subway car. That suspect, identified as 33-year-old Sebastian Zepeda, is being held without bail at Rikers Island. A shocking revelation out of Hawaii at this hour as a federal investigation continues into the death of a convicted crime boss at a detention center in Honolulu. Here's the latest from Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
Michael Miskey, a 50-year-old former crime boss, died earlier this month while in federal custody. The Honolulu medical examiner has now confirmed the cause of death, a lethal overdose of fentanyl and parafluorofentanyl. Both substances are synthetic opioids, with parafluorofentanyl known to be even more potent than fentanyl. Miskey was found unresponsive at the Honolulu Federal Detention Center on December 1st. Despite life-saving efforts by facility staff and emergency responders, he could not be revived. Officials have said the death appears accidental, but the investigation remains ongoing. Questions linger about how Miskey obtained the deadly substances while in custody. The Bureau of Prisons has yet to comment on the matter. An autopsy report is expected to shed more light, though it may take another month to complete. Miskey's death comes just months after his conviction in July on 13 federal charges, including racketeering conspiracy, murder in the aid of racketeering, and kidnapping resulting in death. Among the crimes linked to Miskey were the kidnapping of an accountant over unpaid debts, the release of toxic chemicals into rival nightclubs, and the killing of a close friend of his late son. Miskey's conviction entitled the federal government to seize $28 million in assets, including luxury properties, boats, and artwork.
Miskey is now awaiting sentencing scheduled for late January.
Thanks, John. Darnett Tennis, a beloved member of the Salish and Kootenai tribes on the Flathead Reservation, Lake County, Montana. Darnett does not have a cell phone. Her sister thinks nothing of it when she's not home as she drops off a birthday dinner for Darnett. Darnett's brother, however, concerned when she still hasn't checked in days later. Siblings make a few calls and learn on her birthday she went to a casino with friends, then went to a recreation area near the Buffalo Bridge that spans the Flathead River. She separated from the group as they waited for a tow truck when their car broke down. Intense searches with drones, sonar, canines, ATVs turn up nothing. Danette Tennis 54, Native American, 5'9", 150 pounds, brown hair, hazel eyes. Last seen wearing denim jacket over a white shirt, denim shorts, white slide-on sandals. If you have info on Danette Tennis, missing 3 months, call Lake County, Montana Sheriffs, 406-883-7301. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com and please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.